Tereshiv Masechta Zvachim Daf Samach Daf Sam Daf Ayin Beis. We ask the Gemara. We begin that on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Hedjet Nami Tanilei. Ask the Gemara. Why does our Mishnah speak about a case where the Chachamim were not makel? The Chachamim were not lenient in a case where the animal got, that's Osba Noah, to a Hedjet, got mixed up with the animals that could be used for carbon. And we learned that the halacha is that they all have to be put to death. And the question is, why was it necessary for our Mishnah to teach us this din? The Hedjet, Nami Tanalei. This halacha has already been taught also previously in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Because the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us, Ve'el Asurin, the following things are Asur B'Hanah, V'Asur B'Kol Shein. Even if there's the smallest amount of these materials, they make the entire mixture Asur. What are they? Yayin Nesach. One example is Yayin Nesach, and the other example is Avodah Zarah. So we see from there that something that's Asur doesn't become bottle. Why was it necessary for our Mishnah to teach us this halacha again? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. It was necessary for our Mishnah to teach us this halacha again. Dimi Hasam, if we only had the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah, Hav Amina, we might have thought that when we're speaking Lehedjet, we're speaking about a case, the simplest example to give is that the Mishnah over there is speaking about a situation where Yayin Nesach got mixed up together with regular wine. And the halacha is that none of that wine may be consumed. Avil, in a case of which is our Mishnah, where something which is osubana, whether an animal, the different examples that we learned in our Mishnah of animals that are osubana, the chamishchot, the chamesis, the shoah nisko, which got mixed up together with a carbon. So this is a situation that the one, and as we explained in our previous year, the way to understand this case of our Mishnah is that you have 1,000 karbonis and one animal that's osur b'hanah got mixed into these 1,000 karbonis. So the loss over here will be a loss l'gavaya. It will be a loss to hegdish. Eim loy nafsedin l'kula. When the loss is a loss that Hegdish will suffer. Maybe in that case, we will say Bittel. And what will we do? We'll let all the animals be left to become a Balmum. And then we'll sell it. And as we learned in the Mishnah, in our previous year, and under those circumstances, we'll sell the animals. And then we'll take the value of the most valuable animal from that mixture and use it and buy karbonis with that, or we'll throw out what's not mutabana. So therefore, in order to avoid such a loss to hegdish, that's maybe what the halacha dictates. V'imahacha havamina halakotchim. On the other hand, if we only had our mishnah masechta zvachim, we would say that maybe the halacha is strict only by zvachim, because we don't havamina kotchim when we're speaking about kotchim, where the mas, we want to be, of course, most concerned that something that is osur, even osur b'hanah, doesn't end up on the mizbeach. Avil chulin, but in a case of chulin, the loimos, where that isn't the consideration, ema isurana let baruba, maybe we should be able to rely on roiv and just say if we have roiv connected isur, it's bottle. That's why tzricha. So I saw that the Achroinim ask a question, that the Gemara's question is that we should say that by something which is only chulin, that it should become batel b'roiv. So they ask our Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah already tells us that we don't say batel by a hedjet. When the Mishnah spoke, when it got mixed up with chatas hamesis, shor nisko, the Mishnah said yemusa kulan. And if there's always the option that the Gemara now wanted to accept, suggest of Yerushi Yistavu. So why didn't our Mishnah already say that we could rely on Yerushi Yistavu under those circumstances? The fact that the Mishnah did not offer that solution is a raya that we don't, that that's not a legitimate solution. Says the Chayk Nasan, that if we didn't have the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, we would say that Chulin is Batel Barayv. The reason why our Mishnah said Yerushi Yistavu, that Chazal, that were concerned that people are not going to wait till they become Balmum. But in a case not like that, that's why we have to have, that's why we have to learn that under all circumstances, the halacha is, maybe the halacha should be Yerushi Yistavu. Another terrace that I saw is that maybe we're speaking about birds. And by birds, Yerushi Yistavu, there is no such concept. And that's why the Mishnah had, that's why we had to have both Mishnais. Says the Gemara, the Chitema, we learned further in the Mishnah, that when behemoths that are also bakrova got mixed into behemoths that could run them as bayach, they become, the entire mixture is also. But ask the Gemara of a Nitla Baruba. So the Gemara just asked the obvious question, why don't we rely on Rav? If we're going to say that something that's choshev, something that's significant, is not bottle, so now the Gemara begins a discussion. In identifying something that's considered significant, and because it's significant, the halacha is that it's that something which is significant never becomes bottle. The question is, how do we make that determination? Says the Gemara, if lamanda amar eshedakel minashininu, hanich lamanda amar eshedakel minashininu, that something that people usually sell piece by piece, the halacha is it never becomes bottle. What the Gemara means to say is that animals, somebody typically animals sold piece by piece. There are going to be situations where somebody's going to buy an entire lot. But that's not common. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that if you say that something that's typically sold by piece, the halacha is that it doesn't become bottle. So our Mishnah is most understandable because animals are typically sold piece by piece. Elman dama eshedakel mishninu, that only something that's always sold piece by piece is the halacha that doesn't become bottle. But if it's something that is sold by piece sometimes, and sometimes not, Michael Amemer, how will we understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about animals. Animals are sometimes something that are sold by piece and sometimes not by, sold by piece. The halacha to understand this Mishnah is that midaraisa, the din of bittul, that something becomes nullified, the halacha is that it's always bereived. However, they're going to be, as we're going to see in our shiurim in Mitzvah Shem, a number of exceptions to that rule. One is the one that we just learned, Davish Raminyan, something that's counted piece by piece. The next case is Balachayim. A living thing is considered significant, and the principle behind all of them is the same, that something which is significant doesn't become bottle. So the next example is Balachayim, animals. Beria is something that's a whole thing, and a whole thing is never bottled. And the fourth exception is chaticha ruy l'skabed. If you have, for example, a piece of meat, and it's a nice portion of meat, even though it's a nice portion of meat, it's chaticha ruy l'skabed, and it wouldn't become bottled. So, of course, the question that the Rishonim ask is, the Gemara is now having a discussion, is an animal a davar shebeminyan because it's usually sold by piece, or is it not davar shebeminyan because it's not always sold by piece? But it's certainly a barrier. And we just said that something which is a barrier never becomes bottle. So the Rashba and the Ritva asked this question, and they both suggest that the halacha of barrier is only by something that was usher from when it came into being. However, when we speak about Shor Nishkol, example of our Mishnah, Chatas HaMeses that I mentioned in our Mishnah, these are not things that are also from the moment that they were created. Something that's not also from the moment that they came into being is not considered a barrier that's not bottled. And that's the halacha that that we learn in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei is Simon Kuf Sif Aleph teaches us that something that is not considered a barrier only if it was usher from when it came into creation. Now, there are different approaches in understanding this. The simplest approach is, as we've been saying, if when it was created was already usher or not. Another way that some say to understand this is what created that this thing should be usher? Is it the thing itself that it's usher, or is it something that an external factor made it usher? For example, the halacha is that worms that are in a fruit, for example, only become usher once they crawl out of the food. So will they be considered a barrier or not? If we say that in order to be considered a barrier, it has to be something that was also from when it came into existence. So we just said, these worms don't become also from their very existence. Because as long as they're in the original fruit, they're not also. They become also only when they creep out. So it wouldn't be a barrier. However, if we say that the definition of barrier is dependent, is it something external that made it usher, or is it the thing itself that's usher? A worm is certainly something that's usher, and therefore it would be considered. Therefore, it would be considered a barrier. The Tanan and the Gemara teaches us the basis for this halacha. The Mishnah Masechta Arla Paragil Mishnah Vav teaches us Mishesh Hayloi Chavile Tilson. Somebody had bundles of beans that are used as a spice of Kale Kerem, that they were made from, they grew as Klayim. The halacha is Klayim Osa Banor. And because Klayim are Osa Banor, the halacha tells us Yudloiku, they have to be destroyed. The Pasuk says, L'sizra Kamcha Klayim Pen Digdash Amaleya Hazara. And from here Chazal teaches, Pen Tugdash Eitz, that they should be destroyed. The Sa'ar v'Acherim, if these spices, which are Klayim, got mixed into a mixture, and then they got mixed into another mixture, the loch is Kul and Yodliku, they all should be left to be burnt. Divrei Rameyer, so is the opinion of Rameyer. The Chum Aymrim, the Chum say, Yal Bech Mesayim, the shear of Bittel is a shear of 200 to 1 here. And if you have the shear of 200 to 1, it will become bottled. There is a very fundamental machloikis of how to understand just what happened here. The simple way of learning the Gemara here is that you had a bundle of spice that's usher because it's klayim, and it got mixed into another bundle, and then that bundle got mixed into a third bundle. And the halacha still tells us that it doesn't become bottled. That's what Ramey is teaching. Ramey says that all of these have to be burnt. The problem with that, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The problem with learning that pshat is that what typically the Gemara tries to accomplish with these cases is the Gemara wants to make a sfek sfeika, where you had a whole bundle of klayim, fell into another bundle, and then some of the second bundle fell out. So now we have a suffix, something fell out, but who says it was the klayim that fell out? And therefore, maybe there we shouldn't say, therefore we should be able to say betel. And that's when we do or we don't. In other words, the question is, when Rameyer is being machmer in our Gemara, or the Rabbanan are being makel in our Gemara, when are they speaking about? Are they speaking about that the whole bundle of klayim fell into one bundle, and then that whole new bundle fell into a third bundle? Or what? And therefore, maybe in a case where it's a sfek sfeika, Rameyer would be lenient? Or is it even in a case of a sfek sfeika, Rameyer would be machmer? says the Gemara, the Chacham Aimrim, Yalu. It's interesting that why do the Chachamim say, what's the word Yalu to say that it says Bittl? So the Rishonim all explain Lahalocha, that if we have, for example, as we just discussed, a Bittl case of 200 to 1. So let's say a simple story, where one stalk of Kalei Kerem got mixed in to 200 stalks. So we have Bittl. That doesn't mean you could eat the whole 201. That word Yalu comes to tell us that if I know there was one stalk of climb here, that stalk, of course, has to be removed. Of course, as we said a few moments ago, midaraisa, the shear is always roiv. And in many cases, as we learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem, typically the shear bittel is shishim, a 60-to-1 ratio. The 60-to-1 ratio is really based on the halacha of nois and tam, that when you have a ratio on the normal circumstances of 60-to-1, whatever taste is being given off from the thing, that's also will become bottle. Here, we're learning that there are different ratios. By truma, the halacha is that if truma falls into chulin, it only becomes bottle when you have a ratio of 100-to-1. When we speak about oral and kalei kerem, the shear is 200-to-1. The reason Chazal were machmir by truma to have a shear of 100-to-1, because they base it on trumas meiser. We know that every year 10% has to be given to the Levi, meiserishin, and from that, so that's 10%, and then from that 10%, 1% has to be given to trumas meiser. So we see that the significance of 1%, and that's why the shear by truma is a shear of a 100-to-1. Kalei kerem and arla, as is learned from the pasuk of Meleaschi with the Machalei Sa'achar and Pen Tugdush Amalei Azreika. And from here we see that even a very insignificant number, that even double the number of truma, the halacha is that that's only time that it's bottled. And anything else, it won't be bottled. Says the Gemara, Shoyer Mei Aimer. So we have here machlokes of these items fell in. The Chavila Telson of Kerala Karen fell into a bundle, another bundle. Will they become bottle or not? Ramea says they won't. The Chum say they will. Shoyer Mei Aimer, Kosher Daka Limnus, anything that's typically sold by piece, Mekadish, and makes the whole mixture into a tarovus and doesn't become bottle. The Chum Aimerim, Eni Mekadish, that the halach is only applicable ela shisha dvarim vavad, only by six special items. Rekiva says it's seven items. Ve'elahein, and now identifies the Gemara, what are they? A goyze perach. So the simple pshat of a goyze perach is a goyze perach is walnuts that came from a specific place called perach, and they were very expensive walnuts. Tosfos and the Baratanur, that's Rashi and the Rambam's pshat. Tosfos and Baratanur say it's a type of walnut that have a very brittle shell, and that make, and then they're a very significant type of walnut. Rimone badam, pomegranates that come from the place that is called badon, and again they're considered very significant. For chavya stumas, the closed barrel of wine or oil of Orlo Kalei Kerem. So again, the Rishonim point out that if it would be open barrels, then they're not considered that significant, and therefore they'll be bottled in a 200-to-1 ratio. If there's wine that's Yain Nesach, so we spoke earlier in our shir, that could be Chazal were particularly strict when we speak about Yain Nesach, and even if the barrels were open, that we find that the Chazal was particularly strict about any Asurim that involved the Avodah Zarah, and therefore the halacha is that maybe they wouldn't become bottle. It's Machlokes Rishonim. Chilfei tardin. These are the leaves of tardin, of beets, and they are very significant. Kilche kruv are stalks of cabbage. It's not just the stalk, but the stalk that comes with the leaves. And Rashi says specifically the ones that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, these stalks of cabbage that grew with the leaves were considered something very significant. The last, Yevanus, cucumbers that grow in Greece. Kiva Maisef af Kikra Shabalabais. He says the loaves that are cooked, that are baked by somebody at home. But Rashi explains, bakery loaves are considered fairly common. And since they're considered fairly common, they're not considered choshev. And as I saw, the Tres Yisrael explains, a baker just bakes in mass. He bakes many loaves of bread. He doesn't really pay attention to each loaf individually. Whereas somebody who bakes at home cares and is concerned that every loaf should come out well. In these cases, haroil arla, some of these items that were just mentioned could have an arla issue with them. Haroil kalikarim, some of the things that we just mentioned, kalikarim, could have a kalikarim issue with them. Vitmala, and after we learn this Mishnah, Rav Yochanan Mishadakalim Nishaninu, when we understand the opinion of Rameya, the Rameya holds that they don't become bottle. He says, it's only something that is always sold piecemeal. Roshim Raman Walkishheimer, Shlokish's opinion is that when doesn't it become bottle, Kol Shadaku Mishninu, if it's something that's typically sold piece by piece. So even if in this specific circumstance it's not sold piece by piece, if it's something that's usually sold piece by piece, the halach is that it won't become bottle. So says the Gemara. So now the Gemara goes and it connects this to what we're learning in our share. So nichal Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, once we have something which is usually sold by piece, it doesn't become bottle. So that's why our Mishnah that says that the animals don't become bottle is most understandable. Because our Mishnah is speaking about animals, and animals are certainly something that's typically sold by piece. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says it has to be something that's always sold by piece. And as we said earlier in our shiur, animals are sometimes sold by the lot, the whole herd, not piece by piece. Why is it not bottle? Answers the Gemara. Amra Papa, hi Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah. Tana the literal Ktzias who? He's the Tana that's brought in the Brayos of literal Ktzias. Dama that he says there, Kol davar sheyesh by minyan, something which is usually sold piece by piece. Afilu, even when we're talking about Nisa Drabonan, loy bottle, it doesn't become bottle. And certainly so will be Ralocha, Koshkein, certainly so will be Ralocha on the Raisa. So the way Rashi explains, the three levels. There are things that are always sold by piece. There are things that usually are sold by piece. And there are things that sometimes it's sold by piece. And our Mishnah is saying that if it's always sold by piece, our Gemara is telling us if it's always sold by piece, there's no question that it doesn't become bottle. If it's usually not sold by piece, then the halacha will be that it's not bottle. And if it's sometimes, that's going to be the man, our Mishnah is going to tell us that in such a case, it won't become bottle. When we just mentioned different items that are chashev, that do become bottle, or don't become bottle. The Shulchan Aruch, when it identifies things that are chashev, significant and not bottle, and they fall into a mixture, the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of Akiva. And he says that the aloch of dava chashev loy bottle includes what Rabbi Akiva said, but he says, the Shulchan Aruch says that when is that aloch stated, it's limited to a case of min b'minoy, when the permitted and prohibited ingredients are the same type of item. However, if we have this type of a mixture, min b'she'er minoy, if it's not the same type of item, even it's a dava choshev, it's bottle beroiv. The Shach points out that he disagrees, and he says that our Gemara just taught us that a Dova Choshev is not Batel, and he says that the halacha is that even by min b'she'ena minay, is the halacha is that it doesn't become Batel. And actually, the Shach says that he takes this position from a Ramah. But it's interesting to point out that this halacha that we just quoted from the Shulchan Aruch that differentiates, this is in Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Vav, that differentiates between a min b'she'ena minay and min b'minay, the Ramah doesn't make any comment. Seemingly, the Ramah agrees with what the Shulchan Aruch differentiates, and therefore asks the Shach why. So the Shach suggests that the Ramah did not bother to make the difference between min b'minay or min b'she'ena minay because he considered it irrelevant. He says it's possible for an item to become batel if we can't identify it separately. But if we have a situation that something osur fell into taruvus of heter, and the thing that's osur could easily be identified and be pulled out, so then even if it's a small amount, we could say bittel. When the Ramah speaks about a case of do we say bittel or not say bittel, he has to be speaking about a case where we can't identify the thing that is osur. Because now says the Shach, full circle. We're speaking here that it's not batel because it's a dava choshev. So he explains, if we're going to say that we're speaking here about something that's a dava choshev, it has to be something that's identifiable. If it's not identifiable, we can never call it a dava choshev. And that's why Dermah did not have to go into making a difference between min b'minoi and min she'ena minoi. It's obvious that we're only speaking about min b'minoi. Because if it's a min b'she'ena minoi, and we're speaking here about something which is dava choshev, just identify it and pull it out. There's a very interesting question that was sent to Avni Nezer, and the Shalos Tshuvos Yerodei is Simon Ayin Tes. In a certain city, they discovered that the water that they got out of the wells of water, they were infested with worms. But to make things even worse, the worms were so small that the normal methods of filtering the water, taking a piece of material and pour the water through that piece of material, wasn't going to work. They were so small, you needed to bring very strong piece of material that had a very strong mesh that would trap the worms. And the question is, is that necessary? Or can't we say, bittel b'rayv, that the taloyim, these worms in the water, are bottle in the water? So that was the question that was posed to Avni Nezer. And then Avni Nezer came back with a number of reasons to be machmer. He says that the first question is this considered a taruvus? He says the definition of a taruvus, where the halacha tells us the din of bittel, is only when there are things that are mixed together. Here, the worms and the water remain distinct. And since the worms and the waters were warm and the water remain distinct, maybe it's not considered that it's a taruvus. Furthermore, as we said earlier in our shir, balachayim, living things, don't become batel. We also said that a barrier, a whole thing, doesn't become batel. And because of all of these considerations, the Avni Nezer said, I'm going to require that you continue filtering the water as difficult as it is. The Avni Nezer, however, then starts to say that even though the balachayim, the worms and the water are not one mixture, he quotes a Rashba. He says that whenever you have two items that are mixed together, even though they remain distinct, but if it's so hard to separate them, even though they're two separate pieces, they're still going to be considered a taruvus. So the fact that he says that it's not a taruvus, maybe it is considered taruvus. He says it doesn't change his psak because it's still a barrier, and still a Baal Chai, that on both of them we said that the halacha is that they don't become bottled.